If you are looking to be ICF credentialed, you are going to have to go and get trained at an ICF accredited coaching institution like IGC Coaching School. There's no such thing as get rich quick overnight. So we do really teach you methodically and with a lot of time for experience hours and feedback and all of that to make sure that you're actually coaching really, really well. Ultimately is one of those factors that increases your efficacy as a coach, your ethics as a coach, and your ability to actually get results with clients, which is ultimately what people pay for. Hey, and welcome back to another episode of Six Figure Certified on the IGC Coaching School channel. I'm your host, Liv Chapman, and today we are diving into exactly what it takes to become an ICF credentialed coach. Now, in the coaching industry, there are a lot of different certifications. There are a lot of different training programs, some of which are legit and some, quite frankly, are not. And it's sometimes hard to recognize which ones are and which ones aren't. And if you are entering the coaching industry or considering entering the coaching industry and you know for a fact that you want to be legit, you want to be professional, you want to be well-trained, you want to be, you know, taken seriously, then the very first place you are likely starting is with an ICF credential and starting to look at programs that allow you to have an ICF credential, essentially. But the process itself can be a little bit confusing. I am going to cover exactly step by step what you need to do to become ICF credentialed and make it as easy for you as possible to become a coach and to really launch your business as a legit professionally certified and credentialed coach, which we know you want, and I want that for the industry too. So if we haven't met yet, my name is Liv Chapman. I am the co-founder and CEO of IGC Coaching School. We have been training, certifying, and credentialing coaches for just about a decade. It'll be a full decade this month. And we have been following the ICF updates for years, and we have been on top of it and in this game for a long time. So everything I'm about to tell you is legit. Everything I'm about to tell you is factual and up to date. Now, I will say, depending on when you're watching this video, you always want to check the International Coach Federation website for any changes. They are known to make a few. But everything I tell you today, as of January 2025, welcome to the new year, are the current standards and is what is expected. Should any of these hours or amounts of training or something change in the future, quite frankly, the process, even in the last decade, and what is required to get this credential hasn't changed, even if some of the hours might have shifted over the years. So essentially, let's start with the very basics. What is an ICF credential? So the ICF stands for International Coach Federation. I want you to think about it like this. They're the governing body of the coaching industry. So if you were to say, we'll use myself as an example, I went to college and I got a degree in teaching. That degree alone did not allow me to teach in New York State. I had to then go to the New York State Teaching Aid Authority, whatever it is, Board of Education, and take their exam and pass their test to get my New York State teaching license. This process is also one that mental health therapists and clinicians follow. You are educated at a school, and then you go to this other governing authority to get your license or your credential or your certification. The coaching industry is modeled after that. So the ICF is the credentialing body. That's where you go to quite literally take your coaching exam. That's where you show them, hey, I got this certificate and all of that. They do not sell the training itself. If you are looking to be ICF credentialed, you are going to have to go and get trained at an ICF accredited coaching institution like IGC Coaching School. So we are authorized or accredited for our level one and level two coaching programs. Okay. There are actually three levels that the ICF offers. Most people start with either one or two. So the ICF offers three levels of credentials, and all of those are based on how many training hours you've had. So how many hours you've been in the classroom learning about coaching, getting that certification, as well as how many clients you have worked with. So they also require practical coaching practice hours as part of their credentialing process. When you go to get credentialed by the ICF, this is some of the things that you actually have to turn into them. So I don't want to get too ahead of myself, but essentially there's three levels of credentialing at the ICF. There's an ACC, which is the Associate Certified Coach. That's level one. There's level two, which is the PCC, or the Professional Certified Coach. And then there's level three, the MCC, which is the Master Certified Coach. And if you see me looking down, yes, I have the notes printed from the actual current ICF website, so I can give you the legit correct process. So each level has specific requirements in terms of how many education hours you need, so how long you have to go to school for to get trained, the experience hours, so how many hours you have to have proof that you have coached for, and then you have to take a test like any professional, you know, license or credential. There is an exam at the end. So let's break down all of those components so you know what you're looking for. Just for personal reference, I started with the ACC, or the level one credential, and eventually got to PCC, or the level two credential. Most coaches at this point, I would say, are going straight to the PCC. It's absolutely up to you. At IGC, we have a program that takes you straight to the PCC. It's our best deal. It gives you every single thing that you need, which includes. So you have to have a certain amount of hours. To get your level one credential, you need 60 hours of training. To get your level two credential, or PCC, you need 125 hours of training. And for the MCC, you need 200 hours of training.
Oh my God, Liv, people are always coming to me asking how to make six figures as a life coach. And I'm like, what? Like, it's hard?
It's easy if you just go to class. To get our free class on how to make six figures in your coaching business, all you need to do is text the words six figures to 813-212-8869.
Again, text six figures to 813-212-8869 to get our free class on how to make six figures as a life coach today.
Now let's get back to the episode. A little caveat about the MCC is you can't go from zero to three. You can go from one to two and two to three, but you can't go straight for the MCC without first maintaining the PCC, which is why I've said most people go for the PCC. It is still super highly recognized. It's legit. It's professional. It's respected. And it often is the thing that gets you in the door to be able to coach at different organizations, and also just to help you stand out in an arguably saturated coaching slash personal development industry that we're in. So the next thing you're going to need after you have the hours, so remember ACC is 60, PCC is 125, MCC is 200. After that, you're also going to have to accumulate your coaching experience hours. So for each level, you actually have to log, which is something that we give you, an ICF coaching log. You have to log your hours. So you gain practical experience in coach training. So if you're in a legit ICF accredited program, you're going to get some coaching hours, and we're also going to encourage you and teach you how to go out and get some of your own clients, because not only do you need them to get paid and to get better at what you do, but you also need them to be able to get credentialed. They don't just let you go through school and have no professional experience and then get credentialed, right? Similar to like teaching, where you have to do student teaching, and, you know, mental health, where there's other practicum hours as well. So those hours for ACC level are 100. So you need 100 practicum hours for ACC level. PCC requires 500 hours, which, again, I know some people, they're like, I want to go through coaching school really quickly and just get started. These courses are not done in a weekend, because you need time to accumulate the coaching practicum hours required to submit your application to the ICF, okay? You don't want to rush a good thing. You don't want to rush a good thing. IGC's level two program is 8 months. So you can actually have 8 months to get those 500 hours before you apply for the credential. It may sound like a lot, but anything, like there's no such thing as get rich quick overnight. And we don't teach that in IGC. We do teach you to get started and to get paid right away if that's what you wish to do with your certification, with your skill set. But rushing in to get a credential is simply not possible. So we do really teach you methodically and with a lot of time for experience hours and feedback and all of that, which is required because you also have to submit recorded calls in your certification to make sure that you're actually coaching really, really well. Again, that's all done through an ICF accredited school like IGC, and ultimately is one of those factors that increases your efficacy as a coach, your ethics as a coach, and your ability to actually get results with clients, which is ultimately what people pay for. So, like I said, number one, you're going through the coach-specific education program, which is at least 60 hours to get level one. You are accumulating your coaching experience hours, which is required at all levels. And the next piece, which is required for any credential, is to have mentor coaching. Mentor coaching is 10 hours of mentorship with an ICF credentialed coach at the PCC level. So some training programs offer this, some do not. At IGC, it's optional. It is included in our full level two program though, but ultimately you have to be under mentorship by a credentialed coach who's going to help you one-on-one in some capacity and some capacity in a small group to really hone in, improve, and get your coaching skills to the level required to pass the ICF exam and also to pass the call recording assessment, which is required as well. So that was number three, the mentor coaching. We got three things so far. There's two more. So I mentioned this already. Number four is you have to be able to pass a performance evaluation. So this is where you submit recordings of your coaching calls. This part scares the crap out of me. Even when I go up for a renewal, I have to submit them and I'm like, I don't know if I'm doing a good job. There's a couple things here. One, if you're in a legit program, they are going to have already reviewed a lot of your coaching so that by the time you get ready to record your session that you're going to submit for a performance review, you're feeling super confident. You already have known the areas you need to improve. You've improved upon them. You've gone to your mentor coach for additional support around them, but you're essentially prepared. So don't stress out about the performance evaluation. All of our students do so much coaching in class and with their partner coach that you truly have nothing to worry about. And so far, at the time this video was recorded, we have 100% ICF credentialing pass rate from our students at IGC Coaching School, okay? So we got you. We got you. So summary again, we have the coaching education component. We have the coaching experience or practicum component. We have the 10 hours of mentor coaching. We have the performance evaluation, aka the recorded coaching call. And last but not least, you have to be able to pass the ICF credentialing exam. Now, if you're afraid of testing, meditate. I don't know. No, I'm just kidding. Everyone gets a little bit nervous when they're taking a standardized test. We don't love them. I'm not going to sit here and lie to you and tell you it's the easiest exam ever. But like I just mentioned, we do have 100% pass rate because every single thing that is on that exam is taught in our school. Okay. It should be taught in any ICF accredited program, but I can only speak for ours. Okay. Not only do we offer all of the core competencies, of course, in the training, we also offer a special live workshop for all of our students where we go over specifically how to prep for this test. We have many PCC mentors on staff that guide you through this. They go over example questions. They show you more about the format. You can take it at a testing center or you can take it from the comfort of your own home. I believe you still have 3 hours to take the exam. Our average finish time is around like an hour to an hour and a half. So it's no small feat, but it's absolutely something that you can pass if you have completed all of the steps before. That's really the last step to get your official credential is to take that test. And so once you're done with your training, you go to the ICF website and you apply by submitting your proof of mentor coaching, your certificate from your education company, your coaching call log, and your recordings. And then once they review all that, they send you an invitation to take the final exam and then you're certified. And I know what you're thinking. You might be thinking, this seems like a lot, but it's not a lot when you are partnered with properly, when you are trained properly, and when you have a community of instructors and mentors and women or people who have been through this process guiding you through it. Again, it's not something that you can do overnight. It takes time, it takes money, it takes energy. But I can promise you that the outcomes you're going to get as a coach, the outcomes your clients are going to receive once they work with you, and the outcomes that become possible when you get employed or grow your business as a coach far surpass the other option of, you know, popping coach on your Instagram bio and calling it a day. Okay, so energy in, abundance out. Think about it like that. I hope this was helpful for you. I know I went pretty quickly, so definitely watch this again. Save this or like this so you can come back to it as you progress through the credentialing process. And if you're looking for that program that's going to hold your hand, partner with you, and help you get this credential that you have been longing for, please be sure to check the link below. Get our Become a Coach workshop, and you will see how IGC trains you on all of these core competencies and ultimately sets you up for success to be credentialed. If you've made it this far, your head might be spinning, but hopefully you get it. Hopefully the process doesn't seem too scary, and I look forward to seeing you in class. See you soon.